Welcome to the Carve a Monster Hunter podcast, where you can bone up on hunting monsters. Episode 30. I'm your host, SBJ.
And I'm your co-host. It's Micah. Is that my new catchphrase? Can I have a new catchphrase?
It's Micah.
Hey, it's Micah. I guess your boy is like kind of
your boy is overplayed.
It is overplayed.
I feel like it's overplayed. Like my dude. Like my dude works.
My dude.
But it is overplayed.
It's Wednesday, my dudes.
Like no one
it
has
is technically Wednesday, but
you, like you want it. It is Wednesday. Yeah. Like you want a catchphrase that when people hear it, they think of you.
Hit me with a new catchphrase.
All right, so let me tell you a catchphrase that really works.
All right,
it's called "bone up." Because I feel like when that's said, people think of us.
Yeah, which I think so. I don't think I've heard it outside of like maybe I have heard "bone up."
Well,
used
like "bone,"
outside
like
of...
"bone up" is like an actual like phrase.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think I've heard people use it recently aside from just us.
Right. Like, I mean, like I've heard it in an episode of The Simpsons from like 20 years ago.
Oh, the lore, the backstory of the catchphrase.
I think it was like Skinner or something was like, "We need to bone up." I don't know. But I laughed then. I laugh now. So this is a weird episode for us because we're putting this out pretty much like the day before Monster Hunter World officially releases worldwide.
Yeah. It's here.
Yeah, it's weird. When we were talking prior to the show, I was like, oh man, we've done 30 episodes. We have not missed a Thursday.
Yeah.
In whenever we started in like July or something.
Yeah.
And we've grown, I think, pretty well. I mean, I'm happy with our growth.
Yeah. I am too.
A little bit behind the scenes, we've literally doubled in podcast listens in the last week.
People are getting in the groove.
Yeah, the Carve for the first time in a couple months reached top 50 in iTunes, the video game section of iTunes, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Obviously, iTunes is dictated by not only by the amount of downloads, because I can tell you we're probably not getting more downloads than like The Instance or whatever other big shows exist.
Yeah.
But if people are searching for your show a lot and clicking on it, in this case, I'm sure people are going to iTunes and typing in Monster Hunter and then seeing our show and clicking on it. That helps boost your visibility and stuff, as well as like reviews and downloads. And like that all matters. But I think it's clear that people are searching for Monster Hunter.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even because of this. I think this is because of what's happening with everything else. But this is the most attention on a Monster Hunter in the West, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think because of that, a lot of the Western, or not even Western, just in general, a lot of the Monster Hunter resources are starting to see an uptick because people are getting legitimately excited for it. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm super excited to...
It's surreal.
To play. It's funny because we were planning out our weekend and like... We can talk about that now. So really, let me lay out the outline. We're going to talk about our weekend and the plans for Monster Hunter. I know some people were asking about it. We talked about it a little bit on like our Discord and stuff, but we're going to talk about our plans. Micah played the demo, so I'm sure you have thoughts on Nirgigante.
Beta.
And, I'm sorry.
Actually, Nirgigante.
Nirgigante. Let me make this clear because we're like 2-3 minutes into this episode. There will be no spoilers this episode.
Yeah.
We know a little bit of stuff just because we were looking for stuff to talk about. Yeah. Not that we were like digging, like scratching for information. We were just like, is there anything we missed that we need to talk about?
Right.
There's a lot of spoilers out there. If you want to look at it, that's cool. I will probably look at some stuff. But at this point, when the episode comes up, it'll be 24 hours away. So we're not going to spoil it when we're that close.
Yeah.
To that. So
spoiler free.
Don't worry about that. We will be talking about the beta. We're going to talk about our game plans, and then that's pretty much it. And then probably just what we plan on doing going forward with the show.
Yeah.
We're just going to end it. Monster Hunter's here. See you guys later.
Yep. That's it.
Bone up.
We served our purpose, which was to give you entertainment until the game came out. Now that the game's out, you don't need us anymore. Nope. I'll see you later.
No, we're not doing that. We're going to keep going.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to double down on the Monster Hunter podcast market.
This is everything prior to next week is like the prequel. I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, this is, we're getting to the real meat of the carve.
Yeah, that worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about game plans. Monster Hunter launches at, what, I think 11 p.m. our time?
Central time? Yeah, I think so.
11 p.m. Central time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to launch at 11 p.m. Central time. We will both be going live on our respective Twitch channels, and we will multi-Twitch together. That's a thing, right? Multi-Twitch?
Yeah.
We're going to play the story together.
Correct.
We'll have links for that and everything when we tweet, but we will be going live at 11 p.m. Central Time on Thursday, so probably the day you're listening to this. Figure out time zones, 11 p.m. Central Time. That's midnight Eastern. That's 10... Is that 9 p.m. Pacific?
Midnight Eastern?
Midnight Eastern, 11 our time.
Yeah, and then 9 Pacific.
9 Pacific, and then somewhere in there Pacific. Mountain time exists for the four people that live in a mountain.
Yeah.
And get internet wired to them.
Which is, I think, 10 p.m.
Yeah.
You just go hour by hour until you get there.
Everyone forgets mountain time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So we're going to go live. We're going to just go through the story. We'll probably spend the most time in character creator.
Probably.
But we'll multi-Twitch, so you'll be able to hang out on both channels. I think by now it's pretty clear Micah and I both have different audiences.
Yeah.
They have some crossover, but we do have different audiences.
But hopefully with this, we can kind of, you know,
merge them together
a little bit.
We will be playing, if you want to also do the story with us, we'll probably rotate people out for that. I honestly don't know what the story structure is.
Yeah.
I don't know if at some points in the story, you'll just have to keep on fighting Anjanath to, like, get a full armor set before you move on. Or maybe some people are so good that they don't need armor because they never get hit. I'm not 100% sure, but we're going to play through it probably like we would play through it on our couch. Like, we're not going to rush.
Yeah.
We're not going to, like...
We did this offline with Destiny 2, where we each played through the story together, but without headsets. We just kind of played on our couch, not talking to each other, unless we were texting each other when we needed to. And it's kind of nice, because you get to, you know, play with the other person. You get to experience the story yourself, and you kind of, I don't know, it's just a...
We talked about, like, having Discord up as we both played, but then it's like you're saying hi to people in your chat, or you're having your own conversations, and I'm doing the same in my chat.
Yeah.
While we both are going to be playing Monster Hunter at the same time, and you guys will be able to watch on Twitch, which all of those links will be in the show notes. I mean, we can say it like right now, twitch.tv/pkmncast or twitch.tv/MicahTheBrave.
Yeah.
Obviously way easier just to look at the show notes or just look at our Twitter to figure that out. We'll just be, like, texting each other if, like, hey, I just need 5 minutes to, like, decorate my cat real quick.
Yeah.
Decorate my cat.
Yep.
Just hang
I don't see a problem.
Hang some Christmas lights up on my cat. My tree is still up.
Is your tree still up?
Yeah, it is.
I didn't even see it.
It's been unplugged, but, yeah, it's still up. I'll take it down.
Never take it down. You just, if you keep it up long enough, then it's relevant again.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I could, like, put, like a couple months. Poogies on it, and then it will be, like, a Monster Hunter tree instead of a Christmas tree.
You could just put ornaments on it for each holiday throughout the year.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And keep it relevant, and then you never have to take it down.
Like, yeah, just put, like, candy hearts and Swedish fish for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bunnies and eggs, I guess.
Yeah, because bunnies lay eggs.
Put those eggs on your tree.
Egg up the tree. Egg up!
Egg up the tree.
Egg up the tree.
Oh boy.
So yeah, that's gonna be our game plans for launch. I don't know how late we will be going. I don't know. I can run pretty late, but
yeah, I mean, I can run pretty late too, but we'll see, because it sounds like Saturday might be maybe an early day for both of us for different reasons, but
yeah. And then come Friday, so pretty much expect Friday and Saturday we're gonna go live at 8 p.m Central Time. Same game plan.
Yeah.
Multi-Twitch, playing through the story, playing with listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Because both of us are playing, we're only limiting 2 slots, so just keep in mind that we'll probably, like, just be courteous. Like, if we do a story mission with you, we might ask you to rotate out for the next person for a story mission or something like that. Or, like, hey, we're just going to be grinding Anjanath, so let's rotate out. And hopefully, we've already seen this with the beta, our community has been really great with hunting with each other.
Yeah. I've never had any problem with people, like, if I say, okay, we're going to rotate out for somebody else, people dropping right away and going, here, you can have my slot. You can, you know, whatever.
Yeah, the Monster Hunter community has always been good like that.
Yeah.
So.
Pretty nice. And then, it, depending on how things go, how late we go Friday night, I may go lives earlier on Saturday to just do non-story stuff, maybe some hunts or grind out some gear or whatever, and then take a break, and then we'll come back and do the story together later Saturday night.
Right. And I normally don't stream on Sundays, and you normally do. Well, you normally don't stream on Saturdays, but you're going to be sneaking some time in.
Yeah. My wife is upset. She's not upset. I talked to her. She's being very kind about it. Because I have, you know, Tuesdays and Saturdays, usually I don't stream because we have that as time to, like, have a date night so that we can visit with each other and hang out. And she's been, she understands that this is Monster Hunter week, so.
Yeah.
She's been very kind
about
it.
I should back up, and some people are probably listening of like, oh, why are they just talking about their stream schedule? Keep in mind, we're like, we're talking about this because we're trying to provide you guys more content.
Yeah.
That we already knew going into this that this is going to be a thin episode. We're just giving you our game plan for the week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not interested in that, I totally get it. Like, if you're an audio only person, I get it.
Yeah.
This might not be the most thrilling episode for you, but we just want to be clear, because this is a very exciting weekend, what we're doing, in case you need somebody to hunt with, or maybe you haven't joined the Discord, which is fine, and you want to hang out and chat, then meet new people there to hunt with. Like,
yeah,
the main reason we're doing this is to build a community. And so if you find the episode boring, I'm sorry, but we're just kind of like laying the groundwork for now that the game is here.
Yeah, it's just launch day housekeeping, which we'll do. House, what is that? How, what you say? What do
house,
you say normally?
I say house.
House cleaning?
Cleaning.
Okay.
But I think the phrase is housekeeping.
Yeah. We're doing some pre-launch house cleaning. We're cleaning the house.
Before the launch.
Yeah, before the launch.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're just getting ready for the launch, and we're talking about how, and anything that we do during the stream is probably stuff that we'll be talking about next week, too. So,
yeah.
If you want some, like, behind the scenes or, you know, inside info before you listen to the episode, or maybe that helps you enjoy it more when you have seen what we've been doing and prior to listening to us talk about it, maybe, you know, you
can come see. Yeah, if this is your first episode, probably not the best episode to start with. A couple things, too. We plan on getting Gaijin Hunter back on the show. We plan on getting Eric's back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
There are some other people that I don't want to name that we plan on getting on the show. I just don't want to name them just in case, like, plans fall through. I don't want to get, like, be like, we're getting The Rock.
Yeah.
The Rock is, can you smell what The Rock is hunting?
It's amazing to me. When you told me that Dwayne Johnson was going to be on the carve, I thought, he's a movie star and one of the best wrestlers of all time. Why does he care about us? But here we are.
He loves slicing and dicing those monsters.
To be clear, we're not getting The Rock.
But the reason I don't want to say anyone else's names is because if, like, oh, they became busy or something, I don't want to give you guys his hopes up. But there are things on the docket that we have lined up. I think, throwing this out there, that next week will be a two-part episode. Because we will have a lot to talk about. So we're probably going to put out two episodes in, like, probably both 45 minutes each. Just so that they're easier to digest, but we're probably going to do a two-parter next week just with our plans. Also, Mike and I have done this for Pokemon. Sometimes people don't want to be spoiled. I don't know how many people care about the story, but we might say, like, this is the episode where we talk about up to this point in the story. I'm just going to use up to Anjanath in the story.
Yeah.
And then the other one will be, like, a free-for-all, maybe anything after Anjanath or just our thoughts of things later in the game, if we get that far. But plan for, like, 2:30 to 1 hour episodes next week. So lots of content for next Thursday.
Yeah.
That will finally have more than 0 hours in the real game.
Yeah. And I assume maybe not, and you can cut this if I'm wrong, but where we get up to will be in the description of the episode rather than in the title, so that people don't see it. If it's a spoiler for something, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I will try to not spoil anything, so.
Teamwork.
Other than that, I think that's our game plan. And then, of course, I think the easiest way to watch specifically is the Twitters that we use. So, @CarvePodcast is, any tweets from Carve Podcast is normally coming from my voice.
Yeah.
That's why you'll always see me, like, retweet Micah or, like, tag Micah, but I never usually tag my personal Twitter account because it's weird. I hate talking in. Is it
not third person?
Is it third person? First person.
First person.
No, first person is like I'm doing this.
Yeah, third person. I think is what you mean. Yeah. Second person. Which one's second person?
Second. Yeah, I'm not sure what second person is, but I think it's weird. Okay, so because the car of Twitter is coming from my voice, so if there's any spelling errors or anything, obviously it's me. If I was to be like dragging a lake and Micah of the Brave are hunting tonight, I just think that's weird.
Yeah.
Because like the carved Twitter is in my voice. So I think it's weird to like tag my, if you want to follow my personal Twitter, it's at dragging a lake. But I think it's funny because a lot of people will tag carved podcast and they'll tag you.
Yeah.
Because they, I think people,
I think because they know it's you.
They know it's me. Yeah. It's all me.
It's all
me
you
the entire time.
It's me, Austin.
Two wrestling references this episode.
We got, I mean, the Royal Rumble's coming up.
We got
so
our
we
Destiny
get in.
Reference in already. We got our Pokemon reference in. Well, I guess we closed the show.
Yeah, this is the like greatest hits now that we're getting a launch day.
Episode 30. There it is. Okay, so Carve Podcast on Twitter. Your Twitter is at Micah the Brave. My Twitter is at Dragging a Lake. If you want to keep up with that, totally there. Now that all that house cleaning is out of the way,
should we clarify that the way that we'll be like clarify how we'll be streaming? That we'll do like a multi-channel page.
Yeah.
So you can watch both at the same time. You can chat in both at the same time.
We're gonna be doing the same. We're gonna be doing the same missions together.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like overwhelming to see both. You're just seeing the same mission from two different perspectives.
Right. I think it's kind of neat. I've watched multi-Twitches before, and I think it's fun to see it from both perspectives. And if something crazy is happening in one, then you can turn the audio on for that. And then if something crazy happens in the other, then you can turn the audio on for that and just kind of swap between. And it's nice. I guess it's nice in that way. But
or you can have the audio on both.
Yeah, or just have it on for both of them.
Because the good thing about Monster Hunter, I don't know if it's good, but a thing about Monster Hunter is there's not a lot of music or anything.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going to have like doubled up on soundtracks or something like that. It's both of us talking.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's enough house cleaning. I don't know if we should have did that second or first, but I felt like
get it out of the way.
Yeah, knock it out. I did not get a chance to play the beta. I was extremely busy that weekend. I feel like I'm still busy. I feel like as much as I enjoyed going to PAX and how some people see it as like a vacation, I feel like not only did we do work at PAX for the Carve and for ISE and some other stuff.
Yeah.
But it just like doubles your workload when you come back.
Yeah, absolutely it does. I'm tired.
So I was very busy.
I'm not even doing as much as you're doing and I'm still tired.
I was very busy. I didn't get a chance to play the beta. I wanted to hunt near Gigante, but I did not. Did I say it right?
Pretty much.
Pretty.
You were close.
But you did a couple times. I think you actually slayed it.
We did.
Tell me about that.
It was fun. It's a fun fight. It's very
15 minutes.
Very difficult though, if you're not like a super veteran who's, you know, got everything down pat and handles everything by themselves. Can solo everything and whatever. Like as an example, Team Darkseid took down Nergigante in a minute and 26 seconds with just heavy bow guns, which was very impressive, but I'm not that person.
They're probably shooting a specific spot.
Yeah, it's a system. So when you go around the core, it's in the Wildspire Waste,
mm-hmm.
and it was always in the same spot, which is like a little river area that leads down to where, if you played previous betas, Giratotis was, or where it typically spawns, at least. And when you go to that area, there are a handful of things in that zone that you can take advantage of right away. Like paratoads, which are just toads that if you kick them, then they explode and it creates a paralysis cloud, which we've talked about before. There's, you know, environmental hazards that exist, but these are like interactive environmental hazards and things like that. So there was this strategy that if you have a full team of heavy bow guns, you go in, you put bomb barrels down around this paratoad, and then you get it to come by you, you kick the paratoad, and it stops it in that spot, and then you just spam it with mortars, and barrel bombs, then they managed to kill it very quickly.
Jeez.
It was a minute and 26 seconds, and it's astounding.
For four of them.
For four of them.
Got it.
But that's not me.
No.
Welcome to the more casual side.
The CC, the casual carb.
I was hunting with people from the Discord and just people in my chat, and we kind of rotated in and out, and we did a good handful of hunts, and there were a lot of times that we got really, really, really close. It was only 15 minutes to hunt Nergigante, and that felt like if we had 20, for sure we could have done it, but we had 15. So there were a lot of times that we got close, but we didn't quite get it. The time that we did get it, though, and I have been informed that technically this counts as cheating. Apex Gaming, if you don't know Apex Gaming, is a veteran monster hunter, and he came in to my channel at one point, and he hunted with us. And he was like, I got this. We'll do it. And we failed a couple. And then we killed it with Apex. And he was like, all right, I'm off to help somebody else. like Superman. He flew off into the sky to go help another hunter. But it was a lot of fun. And
did you feel like you were the real talk? Did you feel like you were the weakest link?
No, I mean, I had done it so many times at this point that I started to know, like,
the patterns
and whatever, and I started trying really hard with the longsword because I'm trying to learn the longsword, and I feel like I was doing well with it, but in situations like there are certain situations, and this is why I said prior to the betas and everything, after we did the 14 hour marathon, I felt like longsword would be my main melee and heavy bowgun would be my main long range.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is proving to be a totally viable thing, because there are situations like with Nergigante where it moves super fast. It's like one of the squirreliest monsters, I mean, in world at least so far. Hops all over the map, runs back and forth, moves very, very quickly. It's a little bit easier to deal with that with a heavy bowgun. For me, at least, and not as much for the longsword. That may change in the future when I get better with the longsword, but I'm just kind of like getting used to it. So at some point I moved from the longsword to the heavy bowgun, and it felt better. But I feel like it was doing, I don't know, it was like an efficient thing. I didn't feel like anybody was a weak link at that point, but
because you've just done it so much.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're getting in the groove of it, so. It's a very fun fight, though.
Get some sweet carves.
I don't know. when we killed it, I was so excited that I got up and I walked away from my computer and, you know, did my victory lap.
Yeah.
That by the time I was done, we were already onto the next screen.
Did you hunt something else after? Did you hunt anything but Nergigante?
Yeah, we did a couple. We took a break at one point because we were hunting with people that were a little bit more nervous about hunting Nergigante. And they wanted to hunt some newer people that wanted to hunt some smaller things first. So we did a couple great Jagras. We did a couple Anjanath. No Barath this time, but we did Angie and great Jag.
I'm a fan of Angie.
Angie's good. I like Angie. It was fun, though. I only did a couple nights this time around. I only did like a little bit the first night, and then really the second night was when we went hard at it because
you went hog
I don't
ham.
Want went hog ham at it.
Good, good.
Because we're so close to launch. We were so close at that point to launch that, like, I don't know. I just want to play it at this point.
Yeah.
I want to get gear. I want to, you know, work on growing as a hunter and focus on being able to actually hunt things and do gear or get gear and, you know, play the actual game. But I wanted to get Nergigante at least once. I wanted to kill every monster in the betas at least once prior to release. And I managed to do that. So I feel good about that.
Nice.
Feels good.
Feels good. I'm excited.
You got any questions about Nergigante?
I don't know. When we were at PAX, I watched a lot of gameplay. Yeah. The Monster Hunter booth at PAX was like the premier meetup spot.
Yeah, it was the hub.
Because I feel like when you walk into PAX, like that is the easiest. That and like the giant semi, but I don't remember what the semi was even advertising.
Yeah.
But like those are the two easiest spots to point people to. So I saw a lot of people hunting it. It was funny because like when I was talking to Yuri, the Capcom manager, I noticed one person that was hunting Nergigante had like the claw motion where like instead of holding it like a normal controller,
they
like hold it with like their index finger in like a hook.
Yeah.
So they can hit like three buttons at once.
Yeah.
I guess that option is in the game to play it like that, but just retrain yourself, please. Like, you're stressing me out holding your, like, hand, holding the controller that way.
You're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, you're going to get hand syndrome.
That's definitely a good old hand syndrome.
You're going to get it, and I'm going to feel bad. I don't want you to get hand syndrome. We didn't talk about... So, we're going to end with Monster of the Week, which will be Nergigante. But we didn't talk about PAX. We were at PAX.
Yeah.
We spoke at PAX for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Had a panel and everything. It went well. Not the best time slot.
No.
Or the best day, but that's all right. We'll take what we can get. Yeah. First time speaking. We had about 65 people come out.
The point is that we had a panel at PAX.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had about 65 people come out for that panel, which was really great.
Yeah.
And for the most part, people laughed. They seemed to have a good time. If you obviously weren't at PAX, if you go back to last week's episode, we focused on the panel. Panels are weird because you're going to have people that come in. So I've experienced this with Pokemon as well. You're going to have people come into the panel because it says Monster Hunter, but you're going to have people who might be very new to Monster Hunter, or you're going to have people who got to Hunter rank 640 within like 4 days.
Yeah.
And it is very hard to speak in front of a lot of people with a game plan to make everyone happy. Because you might only be talking, because if you talk about the hardcore stuff, you know, the people that are there are like, this is over my head, I'm leaving.
Right.
And if you talk about too much of easy stuff, people go, I know all this, I've been playing Monster Hunter for 27 years, I'm leaving.
Right.
And because you're at a convention, they will leave because there are a million other things to do.
And also news, I feel like, is probably not a super viable thing to discuss there because it's... I feel like if it's something that's an event, that's an entertaining event rather than just like a news brief, that's more likely that people will stay and enjoy it, maybe?
Yeah.
Or have a good impression of it.
Yeah, news is always like a super weird thing to deliver at a panel.
Yeah.
Because people who care that enough to go to a panel at a convention about a topic they like are probably up to date on news.
Right.
To begin with. So I've done a lot of trial and error with the Pokemon stuff, and I feel like now that I've been speaking about Pokemon for 8 years and I've been doing panels for Pokemon for pretty much 8 years, I have mastered the presentation area of the Pokemon panel.
Yeah.
You were on the ISC panel and it went extremely well.
It was great.
And I told you I think that was the best panel I've ever done up to this point.
It was a lot of fun. Was it because I was there?
It was because you were there. Yeah. You were there to bone up with me. But for the Monster Hunter panel, we were going to do this episode 30 was supposed to be what the Monster Hunter panel was. That's kind of why like we came into this episode being like, what should we talk about since the game is literally 24 hours away?
Yeah.
But we moved up that episode. We moved up episode 30 to 29 because I thought there are a bunch of people here, and whether they're new or whether they're hardcore, I think an important thing to talk about prior to the release of Monster Hunter World is, hey, how can I get my friends to play this game? So that's what we focused on the panel, and I think it went well in that perspective. And I think it's really important when you do a panel is at the beginning of your panel, just lay out what your panel is going to be. Because if you're jumping from topic to topic, which sometimes happens and that's okay,
mm-hmm.
I want to know what topics you're going to address before I commit an hour of my time.
Yeah.
So I think right off the bat, we were just like, hey, if you're hardcore,
Yeah.
This might not be for you.
Or maybe it is, too, you know, because if you have, I think there are people, and there was somebody specifically that I talked to recently that said they are a hardcore Monster Hunter fan, and they have historically not had their friends interested in Monster Hunter. They've tried, but it hasn't worked, and now they're starting to show interest in World. You know, I think maybe it's a good thing for veterans too to be able to have a resource, and there are more and more resources now, but having resources where you can say, like, this is what I need to do to talk to my friend about, like, really enjoying it or getting into it or having, you know, because some people don't have that. You have an incredible ability to convince your friends to buy games that they normally wouldn't play and play them.
I do.
Yeah, you do. What? You got it. You have a good ability to do that. There's so many times that friends are like mutual friends of ours that you've been like, you should get the X game because X game is good for X reasons. And they're like, yeah, okay, I'll get it. And whether or not they stick with it is, you know, that's dependent on if it's a game they actually like.
Yeah.
But
I think
get the initial sale, which is,
I should be working on commission.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Destiny and Irene are a good example. Just, like, Irene does not do shooters.
Yeah.
Shooters require a lot of hand-eye coordination. They require you to learn two sticks. She's not, like, the world's biggest gamer, but I knew that, like, the community aspect of Destiny would be a huge drawing point. I knew, like, the getting the loot, going through things with your friends, playing the same stuff over, the grind. I knew that fit the bill. And the shooting in Destiny is almost kind of secondary to everything else. Destiny is an extremely good shooter, but there are other shooters that I like a lot. Like, Titanfall 2 was really good, but also, like, I didn't feel the same, like, community aspect in Titanfall 2 that I did in Destiny, and that's why I played Destiny for 1,300 hours. Destiny 1. Destiny 2 is a whole other story, but...
But I mean, just other things too. Like, look at how many people you got to buy Puyo Puyo Tetris for the Switch when it came out. Like, which is one of the weirdest things that you could probably get more people than would normally be interested in it to buy. But it worked.
Man, that game is good.
But that's the difference. You know, like, I have a hard time convincing people to buy things that I think that they'll like just because I'm bad at explaining things or I'm bad at, you know.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Getting people into,
you got to pitch it,
showing the interest.
You got to pitch it to what you know they like.
Yeah, you got to work on commission so that you can have the drive. But I think it's good to have those resources because for people like me, where if I try to convince somebody to buy a thing and I don't really know how to word it in a way that will get them to be interested in a game to play with me, then to have other resources where there are people like you that can point in a way that says, like, this is how you should introduce the idea to your friend.
Yeah,
that I think is a good resource.
I convinced a lot of people to play Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, you did. You definitely did. I hate MMOs, and I still played that game.
Man, that game is good. I still gotta get married in that game.
It is very good.
Still gotta have that in-game wedding.
I know. You paid for it already.
I paid for it, yeah. The only wedding I've paid for in advance.
So, I don't know. I mean, that's in addition to other resources, too. And we talked in the last episode about the Adopt-A-Hunter thing. And I brought that up to a couple of my friends as well that have said, I'm new and I don't know what I'm doing and I'm kind of nervous about it. You know, I don't know that I have the ability as someone who is a big fan of the series but not a veteran to be able to say, like, this is, I'll help you get through the game and I'll teach you everything and whatever. Like, there are people who know that way better than I do. And that's where I think Adopt-A-Hunter is a cool thing because they're pairing up veterans with people who are new.
And, which we talked about last show, but if you missed it or this is your first episode, Adopt-A-Hunter is adoptahunter.org. No dashes or spaces or anything. So adoptahunter.org is a site where you can sign up either as a veteran or as a newbie, novice. What are they calling them? Newbies? Novice. So, like, I can teach somebody how to use a hammer. I can teach somebody how to use a light bow gun, really, at this point.
Yeah.
But if you were like, I want to learn a hunting horn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know it swings like a hammer. So when you go to adoptahunter.org, you sign up as a novice or a veteran, and then you get paired with the same person. So if you're really good at the greatsword, you're not going to get paired with somebody who's like dual blades. That just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
They're going to do a system where, like, hey, I speak English. Hey, I live in mountain time. Hey, I play
Little mountain time.
Hey, I play the longsword, and they're going to pair you with somebody to do that. So there are resources out there. Eric's is going to have a bunch of tutorial videos. Gaijin Hunter is going to have a bunch of tutorial videos. I know those are like some of the references we always shout out, but there are a ton of other references out there. The Monster Hunter subreddit is a really great place.
Shout out to Dak908 as well, the Dig Dug himself, who also does some tutorial videos. Really great guy. There's lots of them, though.
Yeah, there's lots of them. Monster Hunter subreddit, probably not the best place right now if you're trying to avoid spoilers, but they are a really good resource.
Yeah.
So there are a bunch of resources.
From what I understand, everything seems to generally be tagged with spoilers on the Monster Hunter subreddit.
Oh, did they? Okay.
But I don't know enough. I just saw that there was some circulation that like
they were,
maybe
like,
avoid it if you're a little bit nervous, which is kind of just a good thing in general, I think. Anytime I'm interested in a game, I typically avoid going to
like
the community for the thing when it comes out, because I don't want to spoil it anyways.
Like going to the Game of Thrones subreddit immediately after a new episode and being upset you were spoiled.
Right. Like, and people have different ideas of what a spoiler is too, you know, like for somebody to say, oh, this thing is in the game, but if I didn't know that, then to me that's a spoiler because it's something that I wouldn't have known yet. But
right.
Maybe it was like, oh, well, they already talked about it. But, you know, maybe if I wasn't paying attention to every bit of news and I didn't know that, then it would have been a cool thing for me to experience by myself. So I think if you just want to go in clean, maybe.
Maybe just avoid it. But again, we talked about all that in our last episode. So if you have friends that you think will like Monster Hunter, we gave some tips in our live show. Hopefully the audio quality is not the worst. It was recorded live, so there's only so much you can do in that situation.
Right.
But I think it sounds okay. I tried to make it sound okay. There were some audience questions at the end, which you might not be able to hear the audience, but I'm pretty sure I repeated every question.
Like a real pro.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that you did that, but...
Yeah, I mean...
You did.
You just get used to it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, people are probably going to listen to this and cannot hear that person talking to me, so I am going to repeat it. But yeah, I think that's it. So if you want tips, we might do some more tips in the future too, depending on what you guys want.
Yeah.
Other than that, let's jump over to our monster of the week.
The monster of the week is Nergigante. Like most other elder dragons, Nergigante possesses 6 limbs, 4 legs, and 2 wings. Its body is covered in rows of black spikes used for fighting foes. Younger versions of these spikes are white in color. On its head are 2 large horns resembling a bull. I got to see that in practice, the white spikes all over its body, and then over time, unless you destroy them, they turn black and they harden, and they're stronger. They're also more painful.
I would imagine, yeah.
It does a like slam attack where it drops, and when it does that, then it breaks all of the spikes, and it basically starts fresh. So
oh, okay.
It's not like it's permanent.
Sure. It's permanent until it does that attack, though.
Yeah. Nergigante is able to regenerate at a rapid rate. When the spikes on its tail, arms, or back are broken, they'll immediately grow back. These spikes are white in color when they regrow, but will turn black if left to harden. Once these spikes have hardened, they will deal more damage to foes and repel attacks.
Nergigante is the flagship monster of Monster Hunter World. Its spikes grow on its head, tail, both forelegs, and both wings. Nergigante is extremely susceptible to poison. So we're giving you guys a pro tip.
Oh, I actually didn't know that.
Before you go in, poison is going to be the best to take it down the fastest.
Interesting.
Despite being an elder dragon, Nergigante can become fatigued during battle. The horns, front limbs, wings, and tail can be broken. The tail can be cut off. I don't know if you were able to do that.
We did.
Okay.
We cut the tail off. We smashed the horns. Cracked those horns off.
So pro tips there. I didn't think there was going to be much on the Monster Hunter Wiki about Nier Gigante, but we have some stuff. And yeah. I think the poison was a good pro tip going into that fight.
That's so funny. I didn't know that. And I don't think anybody that I played with knew that at the time either, because nobody ever brought it up. And not many people were using poison, so...
Yeah, I mean, if like you had a heavy bow gun or a light bow gun, or even a bow, you could lace it up with poison.
I did poison it a couple times, but I didn't think it was like more susceptible to it than other things.
Well, I think that's it.
We did it.
30 episodes.
30 in the bag.
Monster Hunter World is, by the time you're listening to this, either here or going to be here momentarily.
Yeah.
So we hope that you enjoy it. I think there's no question we're going to enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so excited. I'm very excited, and it's surreal because it feels like after week we talk about this, and it's finally here.
It came so fast.
I know.
It's like Christmas. Wild. Christmas 2.
Christmas 2.
The bone upper ring.
That's okay.
We need to end the show quickly. We'll have all the Twitch, the Twitters, everything in the comments below. In the comments below. I'm thinking this is a YouTube video all of a sudden. In the episode description below. So if you want to find us, that will be the easiest way. Like I said, you can follow us on Twitter at Carve Podcast. Micah on Twitter is at Micah the Brave. I am at Dragging a Lake. And otherwise, have a good Monster Hunter World launch. Keep on hunting those monsters.
And keep on launching those monsters. Or carving them.
Carve is hosted and produced by me, Steve Black Jr. Logo and artwork for The Carve was created by Micah, the co-host of this show. The music by Nicholas Burgess. If you enjoy The Carve, consider leaving a review in Apple Podcasts or tell a fellow hunter about us. If you'd like to support The Carve, you can do so at patreon.com/carvepodcast. For as little as $1 a month, you'll gain access to our Discord to bone up with other hunters who listen to the show. Big shout-outs to The Carve's Life Powder supporters, Austin B, Kay, Gavin M, Carly, and Brandon. Thank you all for listening.